flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Talk about your Jets on the Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
To save his life, call his wife. And
how we doing on this Friday? Let's get up, get the day started. The faster we get up, the faster we get to the weekend. And we got to get to Sunday. We just gave you the picks. Looking forward to both games. I guess we're looking forward to the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl. I don't know. How can anyone root for the Chiefs? Like, explain it to me. Call me up. 888-808-1019. Really? Do you have to? I guess you have to. I get it. All right. If you're not in the division, if you're an innocent bystander, if you're just a football fan, how could you root? Do you really want to see, like, because is there an argument to be made that I want to see history? Is there an argument to be made that I want to see the three-peat? Like, do you really want that? I mean, I guess, look, I'll be a hypocrite myself because obviously whoever they play in the Super Bowl, it's going to be hard for me to root against them in the Super Bowl. Because I'm certainly not going to want Washington or Philadelphia to win the Super Bowl. So I guess I'll be a Chiefs fan once they get. But in this game, if you're not a Jets fan listening to me right now, like Josh Allen, this is the time. Everything Fleeg said when he was picking the game, this is the year. There is something to the idea that everybody thought last year was the year and they were destined to take a step back. And he said no. And he has led this team. They started the year with a $70 million dead cap money. Number 70 million. They've got no real receivers to speak of, even after trading for Cooper. It's not like he's really impacted the team. They had to jettison a couple of defensive guys. They have a couple of good ones, Milano. They have a couple of good, you know, defensive players, but they're not really a great roster. And this guy has put him on their back, and he has just had an incredible year. And, you know, personally, he's gotten engaged. He's grown his hair out a little bit. The turnovers have even come down more than normal. Like, he is just having a great, unbelievable season. This is the year you want to see him get over that hump. This is the year you don't want him to have to go, you know, to be Sisyphus and have the ball roll back down the hill and pick it up again. This is the year he needs to get over the hump and beat this unbeatable team in these games. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the conversation because, again, as much as I don't hate them yet, as much as the Patriots, we're going to start getting there with Patrick Mahomes. And what does this win mean for his legacy? And what does this win for his legacy? And what does him and Andy Reid mean? Like, I'm tired of those. Oh, and now him and Travis Kelce, the greatest combination. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of watching him. Then now we got to talk about the flop and how he gets calls other quarterbacks don't get. And blah, blah. Like, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of it. I respect the hell out of them. They're incredible. Mahomes is incredible. Maybe I hate it less because I actually think he's better than Brady. Like, I think he's the better quarterback. I mean, he wins this game. You're going to have to put him right up there with the winner. He won three in a row. Brady's the greatest winner, but talent for talent, ability for ability. At least Patrick Mahomes, I feel like, is a world-class talent where Tom Brady was just super smart in a great system with a great head coach and never made a mistake and put the ball where it needed to be put. And, you know, but I never got the feeling Tom Brady was the reason, like, his individual play rose above or, like, he was just a tactician and was cool under pressure and made all the throws, but he wouldn't scramble around for 15 seconds and throw a ball while he was horizontally in the air in the corner of the end zone in a perfect spot for a touchdown. Like, that wasn't him, and that is Mahomes, and I get it, and I respect the hell out of him, and he's incredible. But I've seen enough of him winning. Let's see Josh Allen win this freaking game. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'll be rooting for it. Because who the hell wants to see a three-peat? Like, honestly, who the hell wants to see it? Disgruntled Jet fans, great. Maggie Gray, I understand you're a Bills fan. I mean, well, not Maggie Gray, I'm an idiot. Maggie Gray's obviously pulling for the Bills. I'm saying, like people who are invested, I can understand why they're rooting one way or another was my point. But, like, if you're not invested and you just want to turn on the game on Sunday and watch a great football game, why would you want to see Kansas City win it?
Here's a tough one.
Yeah.
What if you're a Patriots fan? Because the Chiefs kind of become a better dynasty than the Patriots because theirs was split up.
I don't think there's a doubt. I'm rooting for the Bills. I agree with you.
Division team, man.
I don't care.
The fan bases hate each other.
I understand that. But
think about how close they are
located.
They've
owned the Bills for how many years, though? I know the Bills have now won the division, but when they were great, they beat the Bills. They spent a decade pounding the Bills every single, twice a year for...
All the Red Sox needed was once, and now they don't care about you.
I guess that's fair. Again, I don't know if that's entirely true, but it's close enough. They have won another couple times since. But, you could be looking at the dynasty that within a few years overshadows yours. I mean...
It's a bad choice. Like, Giants fans have a bad choice this weekend.
Yeah.
Patriots fans do, too.
I guess that's
only
fair.
Difference is the Patriots fans deserve a bad choice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Over six Super Bowls, you can live with a bad choice. Yeah. If the Giants were coming off six Super Bowls in 10, 12 years, I'd be okay with the tough choice. But honestly, it's like, I don't know, it's like sitting at a... I was listening to a podcast and the guy made... It's like sitting down at a blackjack table when the dealer says, how many chips you want. No, I'm here to root for the dealer. Like, I'm just going to watch and root for the dealer. Like, that's how it feels with Kansas City, man. I don't want to root for the dealer. Who wants to see the house win?
So another thing also that for the Jets fan part of it, not just it's the Patriots, the better coach, if Reed could somehow surpass Belichick, there's the Bill and Jets tie-in of him leaving the team the way he did.
Say that one more time.
Like, if somebody can surpass Bill.
Right,
and
okay.
If Andy Reid can be the one that has three in a row.
Right.
And be maybe considered the best of, this era or it is. He has the new dynasty. It's someone who's, one, likable, and two, not Bill Belichick.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I guess I could understand. It depends on, if you're... I guess I could hear all of that. And there's different elements to it because if you hate Tom Brady and Bill Belichick specifically, why not Andy Reid? Oh, I've never seen a team win three. That'd be nice. Like, who cares about that? I just want to see somebody different.
Spags could get his fifth ring.
Yeah, I know. Spags is amazing. And I hope he does. I honestly know this sounds weird because he deserves the opportunity. I hope he doesn't take a head coaching job because I think it's probably destined for failure. And then that becomes almost as much. Right now... Yeah, he was the intern for the Giants. No one cares. He had one failing opportunity to be a head coach in this league. He's remembered as the greatest defensive coordinator of the generation for sure, possibly of all time, and could be on his way to being the only coordinator in the Hall of Fame. That's how special he's been. If he goes and takes another head coaching job and it's a disaster, well, then that becomes part of his story, much more than it is right now. Right now... Greatest defensive coordinator of all time, arguably. Hall of Famer, arguably. If he goes and fails again, couldn't cut it as a head coach. That's you can't tell the story. Right now you could say, hey, he never really got a second chance. Great coordinator. If he gets another opportunity and falls on his face, that has to become part of the story. And I don't want that for him. Now, if he goes and wins, yeah, sure. But I don't know.
He plays his cards right. He could have like the second most championships by a coach ever because he has one more than Andy Reid. And if they win enough if Reid catches Belichick, then Spags will have one more. As a coordinator,
right.
But he could have one more.
That'd be something.
We count, people say Bill has eight.
That's
six
true.
With the Patriots, two with the Giants.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, you'd like one as a head coach, at least. You'd like to split them a little bit more evenly than, eight nothing. But yes, I hear what you're saying. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
All right. Just calling the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. It is what it is. But I just root for the Chiefs just to see if they could pull a three-peat off. I feel like the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are the Steph Curry of football. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Steph Curry and the Warriors would go on their run, whether you're a Warriors fan or not, you rooted for the Warriors. You wanted to see it. It kept basketball on the map. And I just think that Kansas City and the Chiefs, they keep football on the map a little bit. Like,
oh,
it keeps you
interested. I mean, Anthony, I appreciate the call. I'm sorry. I can't hear. It keeps football on. That's exactly why I freaking hate the Patriots and Tom Brady. That what you just said, I could not disagree with you more. That's exactly why I hate Tom Brady. Because there came a sense, and that I think people like you had, there came a sense like, what's an AFC championship game if Tom Brady's not in it? Oh, man, if Tom Brady's not going to be in it? Like, no. Wow, amazingly, maybe he won't be. And you know what? We'll live. And the game will be great. And it's not keeping the NFL afloat. Keeping the NFL afloat, they're the biggest thing in the world. Go check TV ratings. They have the top 10 broadcasts of the entire year. It's like them, the Oscars, the Olympics, and football. They do not need the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid to keep them afloat. Absolutely not. The game will be... No one's going to watch the Super Bowl if it's the Bills in there. Please. Get the hell out of here. I'm sorry to yell at you, buddy. You did nothing wrong. But I can't take that answer. I just can't because it drives me nuts. That's exactly why I hated Bill Belichick and the Patriots. It felt like, oh, man, it's... Oh, the playoffs need Tom Brady. They don't need Tom Brady. We've all been fine. We don't need him as a broadcaster either. Go run the Raiders. Get the hell out of here for all I care. The NFL doesn't need Tom Brady. The NFL doesn't need any one individual. The NFL is an absolute powerhouse. And maybe one day that'll change. I don't know. Baseball is America's pastime. It was it. It was the only sport. Nothing else came close. Maybe generations will change, and in 30 years we're talking about pickleball being the greatest sport in the country. I have no idea. But right now, it is an absolute powerhouse. And it doesn't need Tom Brady, and it doesn't need Bill Belichick, and it doesn't need Andy Reid, and it doesn't need Patrick Mahomes. All it needs is its starting quarterbacks to be healthy. That's all it needs. As long as the starting quarterbacks are healthy in these games, it's all it needs. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Chris. What's happening now?
What's happening, Edward?
We got a couple scenarios for you. Okay. I know you love my scenarios.
Love you. Nothing better than scenarios. You're 100% right. I'm a big fan.
If the Giants had Daniels and Barkley, would they have been a playoff team this year?
Yes. Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. And who's the name you're putting on the quarterback coming out this year? Because I know you needed Dable's help last year.
What's the name? What are you talking about?
Yeah, which quarterback would you like the Giants to have this year?
Cam Ward.
Bad choice.
Yeah, of course, Eddie, I hear you. Bad choice. You know. Cam Ward's a bad choice. Whatever. We got a lot out of that call. What would happen if, and who do you like? Bad choice. It's what the great Eddie in Rockland brings you. I needed Dable's help last year. I don't even know what that means. What's your option?
I think he means because Dable loved him on Hard Knocks, but you were pro Daniels before that.
Who wasn't pro Daniels before that? I was pro Daniels before that.
Listen, and if you were having to take my word, I was yelling about Daniels the whole season before that.
Yeah.
They might have just been annoyed by me talking about him all fall.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was with Williams being the number one pick. I'm not going to tell you I wasn't, but I thought Daniels was going to be great. I liked all three. I wanted one of the top three. I wanted, obviously, Williams wasn't going to be an option, but I wanted one of the top three quarterbacks. I thought May was going to be great, too, so we'll see. But, yeah. Yes, Jaden Daniels would lead Jaden Daniels and Saquon Barkley would have led the Giants to the playoffs, yes. 100%. Judy in Ozone Park. What's up, Judy?
Hi. I respect your opinion.
Thank
but,
you.
What I just want to say is we've had many dynasties in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, the Islanders, any sport you could pick. The
sure.
Lakers, whatever. Okay.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you want Kansas City to beat New England's record 3 in a row, especially if you're a Jet fan? I would love to see it. And, you know, you've had dynasties, Dallas, whatever. And if the Jets were having a dynasty, we'd all be jumping up and down.
Yeah, if you're a Jet fan.
Well, Giant fan, Jet fan, whatever. But I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to see
Because I'm tired of the same team winning.
I know, but we had the same teams winning in the past.
So what? We've had a lot of things. We had dinosaurs in the past. I don't want to see a T-Rex coming down the street.
But do you want the NFL? What I'm trying to say is...
Yeah.
The NFL to have no dynasty, like I said, Steelers, Dallas, blah, 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 winning all the games, even the Islanders. Do you want every sport of a different team to win every year?
No, I just would. It doesn't have to be a different team every year, Judy, and thank you for the call. It just doesn't have to be the same team every year. They win every year. This would be a three-peat. They have one prior to this. They have 3 Super Bowl wins. They have a Super Bowl loss. Now they got to get to a 5th Super Bowl and win it to have a three-peat because there were dynasties in the past? I don't like it's boring. I'm tired of seeing him win. I'd rather see somebody else win. I like Josh Allen. I think he's a hell of a football player. I'd like to see him win. I'd like to see him get over that hurdle. I don't need... The great Patrick Mahomes to win every game. I don't care about dynasties. I really don't. If my team could have been when I was as a Yankee fan in the 90s, yeah, it was all about dynasties. And if it were the Jets, it'd be all about dynasties. Absolutely. If the Jets or Giants were winning Super Bowls, how would I say, you know what? I know I'm a Giant fan and all, but they've won 2 in a row. Let someone else win. Obviously. But I'm not a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I don't, the sun doesn't rise and set by Patrick Mahomes and his wife and his brother and Andy Reid and his actually funny commercials, because I got to tell you, it's an older one, but that Who Are the Chefs commercial, I can't not crack up. At the end when he says, great googly moogly. Every time I laugh, I can't not laugh.
His voice makes that funnier.
Oh my God, just the way he says it.
Someone else saying it wouldn't be as
no.
funny.
No, there was him walking off the field going, great googly moogly. It cracks me up every single time. I like him. I just don't need to see him win let someone else win. Let Josh Allen win. If Lamar Jackson was playing in the game, let Lamar win. I just don't know why I got to... it's hard for me to... The idea of just keep rooting for them because we've seen dynasties in the past. I don't care. That's one thing I love. It's one of the things I do appreciate about baseball, no? That we haven't had a repeat champion since 2000? That we talk all about the Dodgers and the haves and the have-nots and the Mets can spend money and the Dodgers can spend money and the Yankees can spend money and the Phillies can spend money. You go into the season, the Pirates have no chance. The Nationals have no chance. The Colorado Rockies have no chance. The Oakland A's have no chance. We go into all these sayings, it's like, oh, baseball and revenue sharing, blah, blah, blah. They haven't had a repeat champion in 25 years. I kind of like that. I mean, I wish all 25 were Yankee championships. They're not, and I like the idea that it's kind of hard to win both. Multiple ones. I don't like there's something about inherently with football that, and basketball at times, we've seen multiple champions, the idea that if you get the coach in place and you get the quarterback in place, anything else can happen. You can have a good defense, an average defense. You can have Deion Branch. You can have Randy Moss. You can have Travis Kelce. You can have Young Joka. You can have, it doesn't matter. You can have Hill. You can have Pacheco. You can have... Anybody. Doesn't matter. You rotate everything else around it. You have the coach. You have the quarterback. You'll win championships. And right now, that's what it feels like. It feels like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are going to win. The wide receivers come and go. The running backs come and go. The defense is relatively good, but some years better than others. They're good in big games because they have the aforementioned Spags as their defensive coordinator. But like, I just, that doesn't intrigue me. I don't need Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes to be the reason of dominant NFL football year in and year out. I don't. Give me something new. Give me something different. Give me Josh Allen hoisting the trophy. I'll sign for it right now.
Talk about your favorite teams on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Anytime. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 431, McMonagle here with you. I guess I'm getting the idea that many people are rooting for the Chiefs. All right. Go ahead. Root for the Chiefs. Enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out. The only way I can envision rooting for the Chiefs is if I was so positive they were going to win that I put a significant amount of money on it. Other than that, why would I want to see that team win? See somebody else win. They're going to be back next year. You'll have another opportunity. Don't worry about it. Let's see Josh Allen take him down. That's what I want. Who's going to beat him? That's what I want. I guess now that I think about it, the only fun thing about it is it would continue that game of who's going to beat him. But I do want that eventually to end. Rocco in Saratoga, what's up, Rocco?
Hello, Chris. I know how to get your Irish up. Kansas City Chiefs.
Let's go. Well, a little bit. I'm not. Tom Brady's worse, but I don't understand. I guess if you're a Jet fan, you hate Buffalo or whatever, but other than that, I don't know how you could be in Boston.
I got a pull for Buffalo. They're in New York, and plus all the people I know here got a game watch Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Buffalo.
Oh, good.
All Buffalo.
Now I'll be with you, rooting for Buffalo.
Oh, definitely. Josh Allen, I know someone who knows him personally. He's a great guy. They have a suite at the stadium. And, they've met Josh many times, and he's a real personable guy, a real good guy.
Good.
Helping the community up there in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. He's into the community.
Yeah.
So he's at a lot of events. You see him up there. But anyway, don't forget, Belichick's first go-round as a coach was not too successful, Chris, with Cleveland.
Right.
He had a losing record, right?
Yeah.
So Stags, you know, he could go and take a program and maybe turn it around. So I don't know if it hurts his legacy if he gets another go round.
If he fails,
you know?
It does. That's what I'm saying. And I think
Belichick's first time around.
Yeah, he's
was not
Belichick.
Successful.
I mean, I understand that, but he's Belichick. I
right.
Mean,
well, you're talking about one of the greatest defensive coordinators.
I guess
he puts a good group of coordinators together. That's the key. Nowadays, it's about management.
It's also about offense, and I'm just worried an older defensive coordinator hire at coach.
And
as disappointing as Cleveland was a spot, he did have, I think he took them to the playoffs one year.
He was just
a disaster in St. Louis.
Yeah, that was true. He got them to the playoffs one year, but that day, the overall losing record.
Yes.
But anyway, besides that, I'm rooting for Buffalo. I'm with Fleegs there. I can't root for Kansas City. No way. Come on, like you said, it's just getting nauseous. Hey, but don't forget, the officials are another player for Kansas City during playoff time.
That's the other thing, and thank you for the call, Rocco. We got to deal with the idea that the officials are in their pocket. We got to listen. I mean, the only issue, I was just thinking about this now with Fliegelman, is, you know, he's especially rooting for Kansas City. His girl's up in the, Taylor Swift is up in the stands. Now we got Caitlin Clark there. Who else is going to join? Who else can we get to join into the great group that is the Kansas City? I mean, I can't watch a Happy Gilmore trailer without Travis Kelce in it.
Who's also a lifelong Chiefs fan, one of the great actors ever. Paul Rudd.
Big-time Kansas City Chief fan, big-time Kansas City Royal fan. Yeah. No, I know. Who else can we add to this? Who can jump on board, be up there with Taylor and Caitlin Clark? And not that I dislike either of them, but it's just it's become its own thing. It needs to stop. Gil in Northfield. What's up, Gil?
Yeah, I'm a diehard Giants fan, but mm-hmm. I like I don't want to say I like the Chiefs, but I like Mahomes because he's very smart. He knows how to play. He's taught a lot of these quarterbacks in the NFL how to run with the ball, stick that hand out. I mean, you look at Jared Goff, 5 turnovers. The Minnesota quarterback, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
He was nothing. And I like Spags. I want to see Spags do well.
Yeah.
And I like Chris Jones. I think he's a hell of a player in the middle. And, I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, I hated Kansas City. I used to root for the Oakland Raiders mm-hmm. when they were in the AFL. But I just think that and Andy Reid doesn't get enough credit. When he was with the Eagles all those years, he got the championship games, but, he always lost. And he made the Eagles look stupid in that Super Bowl when they were down by the goal line. He had his receivers go in, out, bang, hit him for a touchdown. And to end my call, I'll say the worst Super Bowl I ever watched, and I was going to shut it off because I hated both teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
I could not stand either one of them. But I like the Chiefs.
Well, I understand. I just don't. You like the Chiefs because they have a good – Chris Jones is a good player. Okay. Other teams have good players. They don't corner the market on good players. There's a lot of good players. But Buffalo has some good players, namely Josh Allen. I mean, I guess that's about it. I do like watching James Cook run the ball. I mean, Lana's a good defensive player. It's just who I don't understand why you'd want to see them celebrate again. I've seen it. Let's go to Jerry in South Hackensack. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about the only non-New York team I root for, the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Been a fan since 72. And not a lot of defense was played last Saturday night between Detroit and Washington. But if I'm Washington, I am loading up the box, forcing Hurts to beat us.
Right.
I mean, I think that's really the only way. No. We're really lousy on defending the run.
I still think even loading the box, they're going to find ways to run the football on you. It's not I understand what you're saying. You want to load the box, stop the run. I don't know how it's not like he can't move at all. They're going to be able to do some of their intermediate passing game. I just think that even if you stack the box, they're going to be able to pound the run, and figure out a way to break one eventually. Like, I don't think you have the ability to completely shut down the run game no matter what you do. I really don't.
Well, slow it down.
Yeah.
You know, I think I just heard a commercial about base hits rather than home runs.
Yeah.
Well, keep him in check. And the beauty of Jaden Daniels, and how often do you say this for a rookie, doesn't turn the ball over. And his progression through the regular season, he's not taking as many sacks. If it's not there, he throws it away.
Yeah.
Got a little room to run. He grabs it. He's just been a blessing in disguise.
No, a blessing in disguise. Oh, my God. He's been I'm jealous. I'm absolutely jealous. And they're going to try and stop the run. Everyone does. I mean, their passing attack has been bad for a while now. It's just, I don't know. And then you're right. Not only just doesn't turn the ball over, his poise down the stretch of these games on these drives. I mean, they tried the one stupid fourth down where they went to Mariota on some nonsense. From that point on, they weren't messing around. They put the ball in Jaden Daniels' hands. They are willing to go for it on fourth. They are aggressive. He shows no fear. He's able to tuck and run, make people miss. He's also able to, put the ball right where it needs to be. He shows zero fear. Zero for a rookie. The amount of poise that exudes from his pores is unbelievable. And Like, I get that, and I think he's got an excellent chance to win the football game. I do. This is not, I'm not going as out on the line. And by the way, for anyone who's listening and heard the morning show stuff, I didn't just say, like, I love it. I love how it's, positioned on the show when I'm not there. I literally said the game is going to go one of two ways. The Lions will most likely cover because I felt like they were going to be that team. They were either going to be that team that came out and was the super team they were all year, and particularly in that building. I felt like the Lions would most likely cover, but I am not taking the points. I'm either taking the Lions to cover or I'm taking Washington to win, because if the game is close, I think Washington will win. Now, it's not the same as saying Washington will win. I understand that, but it certainly wasn't as it was portrayed in the morning show of, yeah, he said the Lions will win, but hey, you know, I guess if it's close, they, you know, Washington could win. No. I said it's either going to be a blowout or Washington will win, which is a little more firm, I'd like to think. But I'm not going that far. I think there can be a close game in this one that Washington wins. I do. That Philadelphia wins, rather. I could see a close game because of the nature of how Philadelphia, you know, plays a defensive run the ball. I could see kind of a low scoring thing. Like, I'm not going to go as far as I went with the Lions game. I felt like there would be immense pressure on the Lions. I felt like in that building against the defense with all those injuries, that Jaden Daniels would be able to put up points, and his ability to win these tight games. I thought if that game was even remotely close, Washington would win it. This one, I could see Eagles winning any style of game. I could see them blowing them out in the fourth quarter with a bunch of runs from Saquon. I could see a really close game that Philadelphia comes out on top in. But I do think Jaden Daniels is special, and more than just his ability to throw the foot, like his ability to make plays, like it's what he does in the biggest moments and how cool he is in the biggest moments. His ability to make the right reads on fourth down over and over again. I just think he's a special player. But I just think even the specialist of players, rookie, first time NFC Championship game on the road against the Eagles, I just think this is where the Eagles are better than him at every other spot. They're going to dominate the line of scrimmage in both sides of the ball. I think this is just a tough game for Washington to win and a tough game for the quarterback. But he's going to give it a hell of a go. It's going to be a good one that I'm going to have no fun watching.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. 4:49. McMonagle here with you. Let's go. It's a drop from the greatest rapper of all time. Let's continue to talk about the greatest dynasty of all time, the Kansas City Chiefs. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Good morning, Mr. McMonagle.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. May I start with a joke?
With a joke? Sure, I'm always looking for a good joke.
What's the difference between an Irish wedding and an Irish wake?
An Irish
one
wedding?
One less drunk.
Yeah, I was... You said it. All right, so what do you got?
Okay, the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand you get tired. I understand we want different. I think it's our nature as sports fans to want different all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a long, long drought, almost as long as the Jets currently have of winning the championship.
Yeah.
Do I want to see them always win? No, I don't want to see them always win. But they're going to be competitive as long as Mahomes and Reed are there.
Right.
And because they're always, like the New England Patriots, my one point, like the New England Patriots, they're willing to sacrifice personal gain for the sake of the team. I think that's what they do. It's not all about money with them.
Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes make a lot of money. I understand that it's, you know, deferred or whatever. They've figured out how to make, you know, less money because he's, I think Hurts is the highest paid quarterback at $50 million. So, I guess. I mean, do you think, like, where have they put the money? Chris Jones? Like, it's not like there's a bunch of weapons around him. Like, Tom Brady took less money to put weapons around him. Right? That was, they needed to pay Gronkowski. They needed to pay Edelman. They needed to pay, why am I blanking on his name? Well, Randy Moss, and then, who's the other? Wes Welker. That's the name I was thinking of. Welker. I mean, that's without, and that's why he was pissed when Welker left. If you remember, Welker left in free agency, and you know Tom was a little pissed. He's like, "I'm taking pay cuts, and we're not paying Wes. We're not paying Welker." So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I get that same exact vibe from them to sacrifice for the good of the team. I just think they're freaking good. I just think they're good. I think Patrick Mahomes is the best. I think he's a absolute cold stone winner. Dennis in Queens. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. You guys got a lot of callers this morning, man. I've been waiting a long time.
Oh, well, you know, you should have called me at 2:30. You would have got right on. Where the hell were you? I mean...
I want to talk about the Chiefs and the Jets. Number one, the Chiefs. I mean, how could you not root for the Chiefs, man? The Chiefs is the only team that don't beat themselves.
Am I really in the minority here? Am I really the only one who doesn't want to see this? I can't believe it. I hear you. They don't beat themselves. Okay. I get it.
The Ravens beat themselves. The Lions beat themselves. Even the Bills beat themselves. All right?
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not? Why can't you not want to see a three-peat? I want to see a three-peat.
You want to see a three-peat?
Yes.
All right. God bless you, Dennis. For history, I don't care. I don't need to see a three-peat. It's never been done before. Fine with me if on my dying day, I never see one. I'm not going to be there holding the hands of my children going, I never saw a three-peat. I don't care. I really don't. And they don't beat themselves. So what? What does that mean? That could be boring too. I don't know. It's just boring. Variety is the spice of life. I want to see somebody else win. I want to see them lose. I want to see them walk. Maybe I want to see them lose and then see how they react to it. I know we've seen them lose. They haven't won every single year. But I want to see them lose and then see them come back. Maybe with a different team. Maybe without Travis Kelce. I don't know. Something. It's the same crap year after year. They're not quite as good as they used to be. Oh, they found themselves in the playoffs. Him and Kelce are unstoppable in the playoffs. Andy Reid and Mahomes are the best who ever did it. Like, I'm tired of it. Or one of the best. Where does this rank them? What does this win mean? That's the other thing. The conversations around it. And then you don't understand, too. It's a week of it. It's a full week of talking about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid. And Taylor Swift, and everything else, and what does this mean for legacy? And now with a three-peat, oh my God! You know, no team's ever three-peat before. Have you? Like, what would you think of? Like, you know, would this? Would you associate yourself now with the great Steeler teams or the Patriots of, you know, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Like, does this put you on that pantheon? Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God! Who cares? Don in Fort Lee, what's up, Don?
Big Mac, how you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just alluding, I want to make a point about the upcoming games, the NFL games. But before I do that, I just want to allude to what you just said. You made a point. You said that Jalen Hurts is a $50 million quarterback.
Yeah.
How did Eagles front office manage to get a $50 million quarterback handing off to a $13 million running back?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Giants can get a $40 million quarterback to hand
that's
up.
That's true. They figured it out, and they have the best offensive line in the sport, and they had the best defense in the NFL. There is no doubt about it. The Eagles are far better run. There is no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you? If the Eagles run off like three NFC championships and the Giants continue to flounder,
yeah.
Is it ever going to bother you about Saquon?
No, not Saquon. I mean, no, not really. I mean, if he is the absolute driving force, winning MVPs, and he's the reason that they create the next dynasty, I suppose. I've talked about this before. I don't feel a deep connection as a Giant fan to Saquon Barkley. I don't.
My main
crux is they lost so much, and the seasons were dead so fast, and I was so uninvested halfway through all of these years, and there was, you know, I don't have this really strong... Oh my God, Saquon Barkley is a giant. He's my guy. I don't have that feeling.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an analogy.
Yeah.
When Barry Sanders came into the league, you know, that was a terrible team and probably a poor offensive line.
Yeah.
So can you imagine his first 5 years of them letting him walk away for $1 million to go to, like, the Vikings in the division? It would have been uproar.
I mean, they continued not to win, so I really don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Saquon Barkley would have been here, it would have been the same tale the Lions had with Deion Sanders. Great running back, losing team. So I really, I don't care. Like, that's what I'm, like, I care about the Giants winning. And I understand he's helping the Eagles win, but again, we were just joking about it. We were just, you and I were laughing. We were laughing at the idea that it's not just Saquon Barkley, that it's a $50 million quarterback, that it's the best offensive line in the sport, that it's one of the better defenses in the NFL, if not the best defense in the NFL. Like, that, we were just laughing about it, you and I. Don't you get it? Saquon Barkley went to a great team, and they're great. Jaden Daniels turned the crap that was sitting right next to us. We could always just turn and go, what's up, Washington? We were right there. The Giants crap and the Washington crap, we were sitting on the same log going down the same river. And now with one guy, he's going to take them to the Super Bowl? That pisses me off more than Saquon Barkley joining a Super Bowl team and creating and making them still a Super Bowl team. This team was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. With Miles Sanders as the running back. So, I get it. He's great. He's made them a different type of team. And he's their heart and soul and driving force. Great. I never thought he was like this all-time great Giant who was beloved. And he was everything to me. And now he's gone. And nor do I think he changed the dynamic. Like, we talk about Juan Soto changing the dynamic of the Yankees-Mets. He didn't change any dynamic. He didn't change the Eagles suddenly better than the Giants. He didn't change, oh, now the Eagles are suddenly good. He's the driving force behind this one particular Eagles team that's been better than the Giants on most every year since 2001 and has been in the Super Bowl twice in the last 7 years and won one and went with this exact quarterback, this exact coach, this exact team with Miles Sanders. So I really don't care. And I don't know why we get so hung up on it. Eric and Ronkonkoma, what's up, Eric?
Hey, C-Mac, I know you're up against it. Look,
yeah.
The only reason I would want to see Buffalo win this weekend is to listen to Omar go nuts for 2 weeks.
That's a good point. Thank you, Eric. Bernadette in Oceanside wants to make sure I got to you. What's up, Bernadette? How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Chris?
I'm great.
I would like Buffalo to win.
Yeah.
So let's go, Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo.
I don't know.
I knew me and you would see eye to eye on that, Bernadette. We see eye to eye on so much, I knew you wouldn't let me down. Love ending the shows on Bernadette. That's how it's done. Well, it's been long enough, hasn't it? I will see you guys on Monday. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the games. Let's go, Bills. And let's hope somebody wins, I suppose, on the other game. I don't care. I really don't care. But they should be good games, and we're looking forward to them. The warm-up show is next on this Football Friday. Stick with us all through the rest of the day and get you ready for the weekend. Have a great time. Fliegelman, thank you. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFM.